This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, Spaceports.
Okay, everyone at Deep Space High, I'm ready to transmit my presentation on spaceports. You're gonna love it. Transmitting in 3, 2, 1. Since the early days of space flights from Earth, astronauts and objects have been launched using space rockets. You'll know what they look like. Vehicles with very powerful jet engines to escape the pull of gravity and stop them tumbling back down to Earth. As rockets have to carry everything with them, fuel, oxygen for both the engines and astronauts, supplies and command module, they are very big. The Saturn rockets that went to the moon in the 1960s were 363 feet tall. But the all-important command module with the astronauts in was much smaller, only 10 feet tall. Even the more modern Ariane rockets are over 170 feet tall. They're made up of a main stage rocket that burns for just 600 seconds and two solid boosters that burn for even less time, just 130 seconds before they fall back to Earth. A good thing about rockets is that they can carry very heavy loads. Payloads of up to 20 tons. The bad thing is that, usually, they can only be used once, even the bits that fall back down to Earth. And with all the fuel they need, they're very expensive indeed. The space shuttle that NASA used until 2011 was designed to be cheaper to operate by being reusable. Whilst it launched vertically like a rocket, it landed like an aeroplane, gliding down to a runway and landing on wheels. It was really successful, and as well as launching satellites, it played an important role in the construction of the International Space Station. The shuttle, though, was still expensive, costing $450 million each mission. And whilst it could be reused, it took up to 6 months before each one was ready to launch again, which is pretty inconvenient if you want to get out there and explore. To get around this problem, space companies have been developing a different type of spacecraft. A spaceplane. It's basically an aerospace vehicle that operates as an aircraft in Earth's atmosphere and as a spacecraft when in space. Spaceplanes can take off either vertically attached to rockets or horizontally on their own attached to a carrier plane. And however they take off, they return horizontally on a runway, the way a normal aircraft would. The Virgin Galactic is a suborbital space plane. It's not designed to travel into space, but to carry passengers to experience what spaceflight is like. It launches on a carrier plane called White Knight 2, which carries the space plane into the higher atmosphere from where it begins its space journey. As it doesn't enter orbit around Earth, it requires a lot less energy for propulsion and can use its wings to provide lift for its ascent. Virgin Galactic is designed to carry space tourists rather than deliver new satellites or provide supplies to space stations. Elon Musk's SpaceX program is developing a range of spacecraft and cost-efficient reusable rockets with the goal of sending manned missions to Mars. Rocket reusability is the key breakthrough we need to reduce the cost of access to space and enable people to live on other planets. Now, it's not quite like getting on a bus. The craft will still need weeks or months of repair and maintenance between flights, but it's much cheaper than building a rocket from scratch every time. Another good thing is that they use all sorts of airports, which means we can reuse existing sites rather than having to build new ones. So when the UK gets its first spaceports, you're much more likely to see a horizontal landing rather than vertical. But we'll be finding out more about that in my next instalment. Uh-oh, losing the connection. Catch you next time.
Deep Space High, Spaceports. With support from the UK Space Agency. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.